The thing is, we knew that what was on the cards was Hitler coming to power in one way or another, the National Socialists. We knew that if this happened, the chances of communists would be very small. We believed we were going to be the victims and we were going to stand up to persecution. I was then, of course, part of an organization of socialist secondary students.
But that was a communist front organization?
Indeed it was, yes.
What made you a communist at the age of 14 or 15?
The sense that there was no present and no future unless there was an absolute fundamental change. You must realize that in Germany, in Central Europe, certainly Berlin, 31 to 33 was the bottom of the Depression. Moreover, it was clearly the end of a regime which couldn't last. There was no future. My schoolfellows, who, they weren't Nazis, they were German national, mostly imperial-minded, naturally believed the future would be a revival, a national revival. Well, I couldn't. I wasn't a German. I was a Jew. I was an Englishman. But this kind of nationalism didn't work. Social democracy and liberalism clearly didn't work because you could see these parties collapsing in front of you. And so a revolution seemed a logical thing to be. I wasn't the only one. I mean, it was a time when people did turn to the left very, very sharply. I was perhaps a little young to do so, but you could not be political. It was controlled violence. There were street fights between militant Nazis, stormtroopers, and organized armed communists and others. It wasn't that you could see them every time you went on the street, but we were aware that this was happening. And we were certainly aware of the brutality of the stormtroopers. They went around bragging about it.
Did you ever see Hitler?
No. Heard him on the radio.
Das deutsche Volk hat seine Waffen zerstört. Bauen auf die Vertragstreue.
I think the family would certainly try and make a point to listening to him, because, after all, you don't hear Satan talking every day. And this was it, you see. We knew that what was going to happen was not merely changing my life, but changing European history. Possibly, you may say, changing world history. It's very hard, if you go through a long life, to know whether at any particular moment you say to yourself, I am now living at a point which people will remember forever. And those months in Berlin were such a moment. To some extent, there was this element of playing cowboys and Indians. At the same time, we did know that there was genuine risk, a real risk. We knew that we were actually doing something dangerous. Dangerous not only to ourselves, but to our families. It's nice to think that one actually did do something, however little. Insofar as we were genuinely scared, I think probably there's something to be proud of. I mean, we were engaged in actual anti-Hitler activity for the 2 or 3 months until my own family then left and went to England. But we knew by that time that we had lost. A lot of people, I think, said, he can't last, it's too crazy. I think we and my friends believed he could last and would last.